I live on less than $10,000 a year.
Barbara Armentrout receives $775 a month in Social Security disability benefits.
And it's hard. People don't realize you're one accident away from being on work comp, not having enough credits, getting on something for the rest of your life, and then you have to live like that, and it's hard.
Armentrout is not alone. More than 32,000 residents, 15% of those over 65 years of age, rely on Social Security as their primary source of income. Craig Gima is the communications director for AARP Hawaii.
The average Social Security check in Hawaii now is about $1,300 a month. And if you think about rent, food, medicines, if you're sick, that doesn't cover everything. They're going to need some kind of public assistance to live.
But without Social Security, many seniors would be in greater financial trouble. Nicole Wu is the senior analyst for the Hawaii Appleseed Center for Law and Economic Justice.
The Center on Budget and Policy Priorities in Washington, D.C. estimates that over 100,000 people, mostly seniors, are kept out of poverty by Social Security. It really is the only sort of guaranteed income that most seniors have that won't run out no matter how long they live. So in many ways, we need to protect that.
Wu says government-sponsored retirement savings plans could also help future generations. Gima says AARP Hawaii will join 30 other states to push for a work and save retirement program during the next legislative session. Money will be automatically taken out of a worker's paycheck before it's issued, and that should help everyone.
If low-income workers are able to save $1,000 a year, the state would save $32.7 million in public assistance costs, like Medicaid, you know, food stamps, costs to help people who are only dependent on Social Security survive.
Meanwhile, Armentrout wishes more of her contemporaries would join her and speak up.
Because of the culture here, a lot of the elderly Japanese and Chinese ladies and stuff, they don't come to places and raise the issues, even though they got those issues. There's a lot of people like that.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.